Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
As our children start to see changes in themselves and they start to go through puberty, you know, they start to notice things, breast buds and hair that maybe shouldn't be in certain places, or hair where they do want it to be and they get all excited about it. How do you talk to them about these things? When do you start shaving with your child or teaching them about wearing a bra or using a tampon? And how do you speak to them about all these things? My guest is Dr. Cora Colette Bruner. She's a pediatrician on the AAP Committee on Adolescence. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bruner. So as we get into the stages of puberty, breast buds, first pubic hair, body odor, growth spurts, all of these things, how is a parent supposed to bring these up without embarrassing our children?
Wow, those are great questions. And I for all the parents out there that are about ready to embark on this, hang in there. The thing that is really important, and you can actually make sure you utilize your pediatrician to help you or whatever your healthcare provider is too, because you don't have to go this alone. Although the studies have really shown that most information that kids get or want to get is actually from their parents, not necessarily from their healthcare providers or even the health teachers at their school. But one of the things that I try to do quite early when I teach parents in my clinic about this is to start the conversation early. Don't start after it's started. And just to be aware of when puberty normally occurs. And so for girls, it's 2 years earlier than boys. Some girls start having breast buds as early as 8, might even start having their periods very soon after that as well. But then some girls might not start having their periods till they're 16. And then you just tack 2 years onto that, and that's when boys go through it. So boys go through their puberty sometime between 10 and 18, and they, of course, start with they get, you know, body odor, they get hair in their pubic area under their arms, face, and their penis and their testicles get larger too. So these are all things that happen pretty much in a lockstep fashion from the beginning sort of the 10-ish age and end at about 18. And the more you can just talk about it and not make it something that you don't want to talk about, the easier it will be for your child. There's a lot of things online to help teach parents through actually, the CDC has a really good website on talking to your children. The Academy of Pediatrics has a wonderful sort of script that people can follow to help talk to their kids if they themselves are uncomfortable talking about it. I would not recommend talking about it with your teen at the end of a long day or preteen at the end of a long day or in the middle of a...
Yes.
It's like, you know, trying to get dinner together and then the girl's like, Mom, can you help me put a tampon in? I'm like, no. So, you know, these are things you have to kind of not do at a time where you're in a hurry, where you have enough time that you can sit and talk with your child quietly without a lot of other distractions going on. I worry a little bit about shaving. A lot of girls do a lot of discussion about shaving, not necessarily of their legs, but also of their pubic area, and they want to do that. And I'm very careful to talk about how I don't think that's a good idea for girls to be doing that. And so and I kind of mentioned that as a healthcare provider, and I talk to parents about that as well. I also will talk about using deodorant and major issues around hygiene, about like making sure you take a shower or a bath every day and just keep the hygiene of you at a maximum, including brushing your teeth and taking care of your feet and your fingernails and this basic stuff that's really important for teenagers to be aware of how to keep themselves clean. A lot of times kids are really wanting to know how tall they're going to be, and so this is like a huge issue for me in my clinic. And I mentioned the importance of sleep, and I know we've already talked about that, but people when they're sleeping is when they're doing their growth. So that's why it's extremely important to make sure that you work on sleep hygiene issues in puberty. And finally, when it comes to having a menstrual period, these are things that girls are very scared about. They really don't know about it, and they're afraid to talk about it. And sometimes they're in a household where moms aren't necessarily there, or they're being taken care of by guardians that they don't know that well, and they can't talk about it very much. And so in these different family setups, that it's sometimes very challenging for a girl to get information about her periods. So I recommend, again, getting into the Academy of Pediatrics website in terms of learning how to talk to your teen or the one who you're providing for about when they're going to start their periods, what that looks like, when they should start using tampons, And tampons really, for most girls, people start using them probably around a year or so after they start having their periods. And these are usually just girls that are really kind of done with using a pad and want to do something else, either in swimming or sports or whatever. They just don't really want to have a pad. But by no means should every girl have to use tampons. And so, but usually a year after they start is when they switch over.
And I think one of the most important messages here is, as you say, communication. You know, when it's a good time and you feel you're not going to embarrass your children, to talk to them about it. In my family, we talk about all of it. I mean, my daughter showed us all when she sprouted a pubic hair. She was so excited. Now, when it comes to talking to your boys, there's the mom talking to the boys about these things or the dad talking to the boys. My son would rather talk to me about these things because he feels like his dad isn't going to give him the straight answer. Does it have to be gender specific? Can we cross over and talk about wet dreams with our boys?
It does not have to be gender specific. A dad can talk to a girl about her periods, and a mom can talk to her son about male pubertal growth and wet dreams and all that. But I think it's really important to tie both parents in because, I mean, clearly a man will know more about that than a mom, personally. But sometimes the kids are more comfortable talking to moms. But actually, I really encourage my patients to really try to connect with their dads because sometimes the dads don't have the scripts either, and their dad never spoke to them about it, and so they just really know how to do it. And they're just like, well,
so we
here,
can hand a script to the man in our lives and say, here, talk to your kid about these things because he does want to talk to you too. So there's a good tip right there for
and
moms.
And then eventually when their parents and have sons, they can talk to their, you know, own son about it because their dad talked to them. So it's kind of a pay it forward, you know, if you really want this generation of young boys to start being able to communicate with each other about all sorts of both physical and emotional issues, and they need to learn how to do it so that they can do it with their children.
So it's okay for us to actually teach the girls how to put in a tampon and how to shave their legs or even under their arms if that starts to make them really uncomfortable, or teaching the boys how to keep the area around their genitals clean and, you know, how to make sure that they wash and how to make sure that they take all of these hygiene issues a little bit more seriously.
Correct. I think that one of the things that the power of the internet right now is there are a lot of really great, again, through the Academy of Pediatrics website, there are pictures of what normal anatomy looks like as children go through puberty and ways to keep the genitals clean, both males and females. And so, you know, you can show them this picture and this is what you're supposed to do. And then you send them in the bathroom and make them do that. I mean, it's absolutely important to be very careful and respectful of their personal space because kids really need privacy. In their adolescence, and obviously forever, people need some privacy. And so the best thing we can do is provide them information and the tools to take care of themselves, and an open door to come talk to us and ask us, can you please help me, or can you please show me, or so that we're not blowing them off either, because that's very important to keep an open door policy with no like laughing or smirking or any of that. Because they need to, you know, love and respect their body because it's the only one they have.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Bruner. It is our parents. It is our responsibility to raise our children, and that includes some uncomfortable discussions about shaving, about keeping your genital area clean, about using deodorant, about all of these things, menstrual cycle, wet dreams, even masturbation. And you have to just be a parent that says, okay, I'm going to do this together with the other spouse, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to have it out in the open without embarrassing our kids, but get these discussions out because the kids become more comfortable about their bodies as a result and be more confident, you know, with better self-esteem. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening and stay well.